You are listening to Amplify Your Success Podcast, episode 78. And today we're talking about something I don't talk about very often, but I'm going to take you behind the scenes of how I handle pressure and stress with a lot of grace. So let's get started.
Welcome to the Amplify Your Success Podcast. Hey, are you a thought leader, creative entrepreneur, or change maker and want to magnify your impact? Boost influence while creating a financial abundance? Stay tuned for today's inspiring episode with your host, Melanie Benson.
Hey there, inspired entrepreneurs and business leaders. It's Melanie Benson, your host here. And before we jump in today, I want to invite you to join me in my Amplify Your Success community. Now, this is a group of powerful experts, thought leaders, influencers, people who are building their business around their authority, and they want to make a great impact in the world. And this community is full of resources, tools, connections to help you grow, make more money, and really stand out in the crowd. Each week, we're sharing great resources, some of them absolutely free. Plus, you get to make some power-packed connections. I have to tell you, some of the connections I've made in groups like this over the years have opened doors I could never have opened before and helped me increase my sales. So come join us while the community is free at amplifyyoursuccesscommunity.com or search us out on Facebook. Now, let's talk about grace under pressure. I was chatting with a colleague of mine the other day, someone who's become a friend over the years, and she's invited me to submit a chapter for a book she's publishing, which I'm very excited about. It's a super cool book. And so I asked her, I said, so you know me, you know my work now for almost 10 years. What do you want me to talk about in the book? Like, there's so many different subjects I could cover, right? And she said, you know, Melanie, there's something that I've just always been drawn to about you, and you probably don't even know you do it, but she said, you handle stress and change and all of these really challenging parts of your life with so much grace. And she said, I actually really honor, like, I appreciate how you do these things and what you model for the rest of us. And I went, well, okay, so I haven't always been that person. So hearing that felt really good. And it made me start thinking, like, what does it actually mean to be graceful? And how did I get to the place where I moved from being a very reactionary, somewhat angry person to being someone who could be in more grace under pressure? So I looked up what grace actually means. And grace, as the dictionary defines it, I think it was Webster's dictionaries, is simple elegance or a refinement of movement. Now, I set this intention in my own life into probably 2010, and I've probably said a version of this before, but I don't think I was as clear as I was then. 2010, things got really bad. Things got really challenging. It was one of the toughest times of my life. And one of the things that I reflected on at that time was that I didn't feel like I was handling some of these problems and challenges the way I wanted to. And I'm one of those people that I'm always leveling up my standards for myself and for the type of experiences and the results that I can create. And this was a new result. I wanted to strengthen the inner game so that I could be more powerful and resilient in my outer game. Because at that time, I didn't have a lot of resilience. Now, if you've listened to my episode on the signs of burnout and how to get past burnout, you know that that was part of what was going on. I was burned out. I was dealing with some adrenal exhaustion. My hormones were changing. My thyroid was depleted. And so I was kind of a hot mess in that respect. Didn't have an awareness of it all at that point. But it didn't stop me from having this deep desire to show up in a more powerful way. And I'll tell you what the catalyst was, is I had started to become friends with somebody who was absolutely exquisite in how she handled pressure, how she dealt with things. It inspired me. And I thought, this is a model of what I want. Now, if we go back almost 20 years, I was initially introduced to this idea of grace under pressure from one of my very first mentors, a woman named Reverend Kathy Hearn. She was my mentor. She was my minister at a spiritual community down in San Diego. And she taught me so much about being graceful. And that's who she was. It's what she'd embodied. Now, of course, she'd done a lot of work to get there, but that model of grace was so magnetic and alluring and powerful. It was such a positive and awakened way of leading that it planted the seed of, I want to be more like that too. Because again, at that time, I was a bit of a hot mess and I was a bull in a china shop. And if I didn't like something, I would just go blow it up. And I began to have this awareness and a bit of shame and guilt, if I'm being completely transparent, that I oftentimes blew things up to exit them. And I didn't like that. That wasn't what I wanted to be known for. And so if we tap into one of the processes I use in the Awaken Leadership Lab about creating your legacy and knowing how you want to exit things in your life is by knowing what you want to be known for. And I certainly didn't want to be known for blowing things up. It wasn't the quality or the character that I felt strongly I wanted associated with me. So I made a decision and a commitment to embody grace and ease, not just in under pressure, but like in how I grew my business in general. And so I started creating this mantra for myself as like, I grow with grace and ease. I move through this with grace and ease. I can actually tackle this challenge right now in this moment with more grace and ease. And that helped me become aware that what would that look like? So here's what it always looked like for me, is being in a state of peaceful flow. Like dropping into a very, very grounded place and taking action after taking a step back, getting grounded in clarity and deciding from that moment on. So it might look like I wouldn't let things ruffle my feathers. I wouldn't jump to conclusions, which I was famous for. I always jumped to conclusions. And oftentimes that was colored with my own wound or the worst case scenario. It would look like me not losing my cool. And so I would imagine in those moments that I was either a tree with really, really strong roots and there might be a lot of wind blowing around, but my leaves and my branches would flow with a lot of grace because of the strength of the tree. Or if the case needed be, if it wasn't really the right thing for me to be anchored in that situation, I would imagine myself a big, beautiful bird, you know, a hawk, or a some big, beautiful bird that could just float effortlessly above the chaos. And those became my visions of how I wanted to embody grace. Am I perfect at it? Absolutely not. But I feel proud of myself. I hope that this is inspiring for you in the sense that when we want to change something that we don't love about ourselves or it's kind of our dark energy, when we make that commitment and we really start to move forward, it will very rarely be perfect, but we want to honor our progress. And so having people reflect to me back now, man, Melanie, you're so grounded. Wow, you're like a rock and you don't react to things. And I want to learn to be more like that. It's such a compliment knowing how I was before. So I want to share just a little bit about how I started to embody more of grace. And if it inspires you, I want to hear from you. Come into the Amplify Your Success community. Come onto the show page at melaniebenson.com or amplifyyoursuccesspodcast.com. Tell me what you want to embody around grace. It's such an exquisite and beautiful and serene energy. And it's not for everybody. I know people who love being the bull in china shop. It supports who they want to be. But if this is calling to you because you're tired of the exhaustion, you don't like the feeling of reacting and hurting people's feelings, and you really want to be that, what I consider a quiet, graceful power in the room, then this is for you. So the first thing, as I mentioned earlier, was I made a decision, and it was about raising my standards. Again, that's another podcast episode you might want to listen to about raising standards. But I raised my standard, and I committed to myself and the people close to me that I was going to embody grace and ease. And so that became the lens that I started to look through every situation around. And the second thing is I made a commitment that when I get triggered, and being triggered means you start to feel all of the energy rushing through your body and you want to pound someone down, is take a breath, get yourself grounded, do not react, but respond. That's a huge component of being graceful, in my opinion, is We don't let those triggers be how we react, but we let ourselves get grounded and come up with a thoughtful response that is a win-win-win. It really isn't just about you feeling better. It's about how do I raise the vibration, raise the experience everybody can have right now. And that's what powerful leadership's about, by the way, is you choose to raise everybody in the situation instead of maybe just getting your need met or getting yourself satiated from feeling that anger. And to do that, one of the qualities that I had to embody, and I would highly recommend you look at this for yourself too, is I had to create more space. So when you're busy all the time, it creates this freneticness where your stress level's higher, your adrenaline's coursing through your body all the time, and that causes you to react because adrenaline is a very edgy energy. So in order to embody more grace, I had to create more space. I had to be able to come in feeling grounded and peaceful rather than, okay, I'm having this trigger experience. How do I take some time today to get grounded? It's transformed not only my stress levels, but also my ability to feel more peaceful and feel more calm and feel graceful in my work. And so space might look like you cannot book yourself back-to-back solid. You have to take some breaks throughout the day. I was coaching someone a few years ago, and he shares this story all the time, so it's not revealing anything. His name's Jim Palmer. And he was in that reactionary state, and he's like, I'm being grumpy, and I'm unhappy, and I shouldn't be. I'm so blessed in my life. And I said, you don't have any space in your life, so you can't be graceful when you have no space. So we created this plan for him to take breaks in the day and not just power through it all day long. I had a client who worked with pharmacists, and her name is Chen. And one of the things we always worked with is how do you create space so you can tackle things as they come up instead of feeling that stress start to mount because you have no place to put something because she was booked back to back to back all day long. So one of the first steps and a decision you have to make is, are you willing to create space so that you can be more generous in your spirit, so you can be more expansive in your life? The next piece of it was really truly just committing to this responding instead of reacting. And so let's say a trigger would come up, and it does all the time, right? Like you get frustrated with something that happens on your team, you get triggered by the way a client handles something. I'm somebody who I'm very wired to do things by systems, and I really like having things organized. And so sometimes when I'm speaking at other people's events, they're not organized and things happen. And I really had to learn how to get very good at grounding myself and embracing their picture of what's possible, their picture and their situation, and having empathy for it. And that's what's helped me respond versus react. See, most of us react when it's all about us. But if we're responding gracefully in a situation, we've taken the time to really drop in and question and ask ourselves, what could be going on in this person's life that's creating it like this? And is it my job to do something about it? Or just do I need to take a breath and move on? Like, I don't have to make everything a mountain. You know, it's just a molehill. So getting grounded, having empathy, and having gratitude, like really committing to being in a space of gratitude all the time, being grateful for the opportunities, even if they don't look the way I want, being grateful for the people that are showing up, even if they're not showing up in a way that feels good, like having more gratitude and appreciation for the entirety of the situation instead of like micro-focusing on this situation right now that's making me angry. And this really is one of the most important pieces of being in grace and like having that elegance is being in a state of gratitude. If you're not in gratitude, then you will focus on all the things that are wrong all the time. And that creates that reactionary space that makes you focus on problems instead of appreciating an abundance in your life. And often for a lot of people, it's the difference between being frustrated or happy. Okay. And so it's a part of the process of being more graceful is staying in that state of gratitude. Even if everything's going wrong, find that one thing that you can appreciate or that is possibly a learning that you can take in. And that leads me to my last point around this, and that is one of the most important pieces of being in grace and like having that generosity of spirit is really reframing things. And so I'll take you into a situation I had with a client a while back. She was very, very frustrated with her team. And I could feel her angst and her anger, and everything was just like stockpiling. And so then, of course, the finances started to feel tight. And oh my God, I'm paying for all these people who aren't doing what they're supposed to do. And one of the most pivotal moments we had in our coaching was when we shifted the meaning she was making that situation have. See, in her mind, these people were letting her down. They weren't doing what they needed to do. They weren't following her instructions. And I asked her if there was any other possible meaning that this situation could have, either the meaning she was giving it or the meaning that she was projecting onto the situation, meaning they don't care and they're not good employees. And all of a sudden, this awareness came through. What if actually what was happening was I was not leading my people enough? And they were demonstrating that lack of leadership by not following my crazy instructions that change all the time. And she had this massive aha in that moment that she needed to really embody that leadership. And it changed everything. From the space of leading, she was actually able to articulate and communicate her vision, but let go of how people got there. Like, it didn't have to be this by the numbers approach. Like, she let go of a couple people that were not in alignment with the vision. They couldn't really act and produce the results she wanted because they were not great hires. And so as she course corrected, she realized that she created a better meaning. She shifted reframed really the situation, and it made her feel more confident, more powerful. And actually she started to see what the real problem was. Very, very powerful to shift the meanings. And oh my gosh, I've had to do this a million times in my life. Like, in every single moment of our day, when somebody's doing something that makes us feel bad or hurt or whatever, we can either make it mean that they're a bad person or they don't get us or they're whatever, or we can make it mean we need to change what we're giving the experience. So I oftentimes get frustrated when people don't organize things properly. And so I was like, oh, they're so disrespectful. They're not allowing me to organize my time. Now I'm losing productivity. So what if the better meaning was, what would it look like if I just showed up and allowed this to flow organically? Huh. Okay. I can do that. And maybe there's a gift in this that I can't see right now, but I can only see it if I show up and I'm in this flow state. Shifting the meaning will always give you that. It'll take the edge off. It'll keep you from reacting. It'll allow you to drop into a more graceful state. And actually, it expands your vision of what's possible. So these are some of the ways that I've been working on embodying grace under pressure, that I've tried very hard to shift a skill that was deeply ingrained in my DNA. And here's one last example of how it's unfolding. As this podcast is airing, I'm in the middle of helping my husband sell the house that we've been living in that was his from before. And we're buying a new property together. Oh my God. In the middle of being completely busy, we're getting ready to launch a summer version of Money DNA 2.0, the money mindset program, where I'm speaking all over the place. I've got massive commitments. We're up against so many deadlines. And I'm traveling a whole bunch. And I'm still dealing with some of my health challenges. I've had to dig deep and really find a way to move through all of these stressors, not to mention the chaos of just the process of buying and selling houses in general and having a buyer who's a little like not in the grace process. There are so many things that could confront me and take me under. But I really, like, I've been working this grace under pressure process, and I think I'm doing a pretty decent job. When the other day my business manager says to me, oh my gosh, I can't believe all the things that have gone wrong with this sale. Like, how are you laughing? And I said, it is what it is. I can control my reaction, but I can't control everyone else. And that's the last piece of this puzzle, is really, really getting, we get to choose how we're going to feel about things. truthfully. And I know there may be situations where you feel like you've had things done to you that are unfair, or people take advantage of you and it hurts. But ultimately, we get to choose how we let it make us feel. And it may need to feel bad for a bit. It may need to make you cry or lose your shit or whatever, right? But ultimately, we pay the price for that. And for me, like, to really level up and to embody grace, I've had to choose better responses and to let it go and go, well, it is what it is. I can't control it. Wow. Okay. So I wonder how bad their life must be if they're going to behave like this, right? Wow. Look how unorganized so-and-so is. Okay. That's not how I do my business, but more power to you if you can be successful that way, right? Like, I have to choose my reaction, and I'm choosing to surrender and just let it go and not let it affect my day. Some days are better than others. There may be a little more wine involved in some of the evenings, but you get the point. So I would love to connect with you and hear what does this episode mean to you? I know I've been hearing from people when I talk to clients and different colleagues are like, oh, I love the episode. I want to hear, what does this episode mean to you? And are you going to use any of this? Or do you have your own way of finding that grace under pressure? Come on into the Amplify Your Success community and let me know. All right, we'll be back again next week with another exciting episode of Amplify Your Success. I am Melanie Benson, and I can't wait to hear how you take today's episode and spark some new possibilities. If you've loved this episode and you think others might too, give it a little social media love. That on the show page, there are buttons that you can share it. I'm on Twitter, Mel Coach. I'm on Facebook, Melanie Benson Strick. I'm on Instagram at Coach Melanie Benson. So thanks so much for being here. We'll be back again next week with another exciting, inspiring episode of Amplify Your Success. I'm Melanie Benson. Bye for now.